3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Wednesday, man. It is toasty. It's 85, and it's the way it's going to be. I'm not calling any weekends washouts anymore, because last weekend, you remember? Oh, it's the end of the world. You got to build an ark, 2x2, blah, blah, blah. And for the most part, it wasn't bad. I will tell you this, though, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, according to the weather prognosticators, terrible, terrible thunderstorms. But otherwise, you know, we'll keep you apprised. All right, lots of stuff that we have got to get to this afternoon. Lots of stuff. Yeah, I'm right here. All right, well, there we go. All right, very good, Jerm. You may or may not have heard the little promotional announcement a couple of moments ago. Rich Herrera this morning, or tomorrow morning, is going to have Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving on as a guest. Well, this is going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, you know, Rich is relatively new, and Rich has not been here for the last 8 years, as you and I have looked at the reign of error that has defined Dr. Antoinette Irving. So here's what I would ask you to do. And I know there, I still get some of these emails. Jeff, I don't know about Rich. What do you not know about him? Well, he's new. That is correct. Yes. Your Honor, I will stipulate that on the record. Yes. Rich is relatively new. This is your opportunity, as someone who is not new, to help Rich in the morning on Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You know, sometimes I forget that we in Central Virginia have had this attitude of, well, if it's new, it's no good. See, I've been here so long at this point, 13 years, that I really have kind of forgotten. But you know what I was told at the very beginning, 13 years ago? Here in Central Virginia, Jeff, there are come-heres and from-heres. If you are from here, well, you're from here. If you're a come here, well, then you've come lately, and you know, if you came in the last 87 years, then you're not really part of the crew yet. Okay. So I did mention that to Rich. But I will tell you this. You and I have seen and experienced the mismanagement inside the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for the last 8 years. And this is where I am asking you to reach out, be a decent human being, and please let Rich know what you've seen. Right? Rich is a nice guy. I know. That's one of the critiques of him, right? He's a nice guy. Okay. Is what it is. But he is a nice guy, by the way. But you and I know what has happened to the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. We have watched it circle the drain. And this election that is going on with the early voting and will wind up on Tuesday is the last chance to salvage the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Can it be done? I hope so. Because I know that there's some really great folks who have been part of the Richmond City Sheriff's Office through the years. That being said, it is interesting that the interview is tomorrow, Thursday, right? Yeah, I will be listening. And do you know what else I'll be doing? I can almost guarantee you this. I will be taking some of the clips from Rich's chat with the sheriff, and we will revisit them on the air tomorrow afternoon. Jerm, you got to roll up your sleeves. I know they're already rolled up. I know. Roll them up even further, because let us make sure that we have the stuff she says And if she tries to run a little bamboozle operation in the morning, we will address it and rectify it in the afternoon. It is all the more reason to make sure you are listening starting at 6. You can do what you want during the middle of the day. Look, they're nice people. I know Dane and Brian, but people have stuff to do. Most important thing is that you come back at 3. That's the only thing I ask you. But I would also urge you, as you're listening in the morning, make sure you're taking some notes, okay? Yeah, you should do that. You should do it. Take some notes. If there's anything that you heard that maybe Rich missed, or maybe he addressed and you don't think the answer from the good Dr. Irving is appropriate, you let me know, and I will tackle it in the afternoon. And from RBA says, hello, Jeff, are you suggesting that we ask Ridge to ask Dr. Irving about the missing signs for Bill Burnett? I'm not afraid to do that. Good. And first thing in the morning, remind him. At last count, 150 signs only for Bill Burnett had been removed, right? Not being covered as a news story, not being addressed, not anybody anywhere that seems to be concerned with it, except, well, Bill Burnett and his campaign and Reba Trammell and me, maybe a few other folks. The way that Dr. Irving has acted throughout the years, the budget disaster, the staffing disaster, the deaths at the Richmond City Jail. Listen, this is an absolute abomination, what is going on down there. Absolute abomination. So our chance to actually hear from the sheriff will occur tomorrow morning, and your chance to help Rich in the morning is tomorrow. And I would urge you, again, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Mike Dickinson is going to be joining us in about 20 minutes, and we will chat with Mike a little bit, in fact, about what is going on at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office and the Richmond City Jail. There are all sorts of questions, of course, about accreditation for the jail. Where are we on that? Anybody know? Yesterday, Tony Pham was with us. You know, Tony's a great guy. That's number one. Tony's a dear friend. I guess that's number two. But Tony also is really a subject matter expert when you come to these sorts of issues. You remember that he worked for Sheriff C.T. Woody. He worked with Colonel Bill Burnett, and he ran his own jail, right? Remember that? Virginia Neck Peninsula Jail, right? Did a great job, by the way. Did a great job out there. He knows exactly what goes into the operation of a correctional facility, a detention facility. WRVA.com right now. And listen to what he says about Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving. Listen to what he says about the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Listen to what he has to say about how the Sheriff's Office and the city jail were run with Sheriff Woody and Colonel Burnett a few years back. You've got to take a listen to that. Again, I'm getting all sorts of folks reaching out from the city who are identifying themselves. Say, look, I'm a Republican, Jeb. I would never even vote in a Democrat primary, but I know this is the only choice we've got, so I'm voting for Bill Burnett. Good. I personally think that's the way to go. I think she's an absolute, she's a disaster. What can I tell? What can I tell you? Absolute disaster. So Listen to the conversation I had with Tony Pham yesterday. It's at WRBA.com. Listen to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning, Richmond's Morning News, when the sheriff will be on with him. Okay, we've got a lot that we are doing today. I do have a pair of tickets. I want to make you smile today. The Artemis Pyle Band is going to be down at the Beacon Theater. They're coming this Friday, June the 13th. Artemis Pyle, as you may or may not know, the last surviving member from Lynyrd Skynyrd, from the original lineup. So we'll give you those tickets. Let's do it early today. Let's do it 3:45-ish, 3:50-ish, okay? All right? And given, well, we just heard about Brian Wilson, right? Man, goodness gracious. It's, well, it is what it is, right? All right, we got a lot of stuff to deal with. Mike Dickinson will be here in a few moments. We will be talking about what is going on at the sheriff's office, what's going on in the jail, another inmate death. It just does not seem to stop. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Wednesday. 33-804-1140. Mike in Bottoms Bridge says, hey, Jeff, why is the sheriff of Alexandria on board endorsing Shannon Taylor, the Henrico CA for attorney general? Well, you have to understand something. You take a look at what's going on in Northern Virginia, places like Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Prince William, right? These are solidly left-wing territories at this point. And so the sheriffs up there, they're elected like sheriffs everywhere. They answer to their voters. And their voters in Alexandria and Arlington and Fairfax say, well, we don't really care about law enforcement. We don't really care about making sure that criminals are off the streets. Now, there's an interesting exception, though. You take a look at Loudoun, right? Loudoun throughout the years has gone from lovely farmland to another Fairfax in many ways, but they keep voting in Mike Chapman as sheriff, don't they? And Mike Chapman is a legit cop. Remember, he retired out of the DEA. He is not soft and squishy on crime, just the opposite. So I don't know. I mean, maybe those folks are just smarter than some of the other folks in Northern Virginia. It is possible, you know. And they're just looking at it going, well, we may go along with some of the craziness, but we really don't want people breaking into our homes. So, yeah, I don't know. Somebody says, hey, Jeff, I am from here. My wife and I actually met Rich at that little meet and greet he did last Thursday. He's a great person. We joined him for dinner after the event. Oh, good. That's nice. You are actually not. Well, I would say you're one ahead of me. I haven't invited Rich up here. We just haven't worked out details yet. And I will get him a Jeff Katz sandwich. I told you that. We will absolutely get him a Jeff Katz sandwich. Heidi is actually returning this evening, so my life will get back to some semblance of normal. Not today, and not even tomorrow, because she's not getting in until midnight plus. I'll be gone for a couple of... Well, anyway, hopefully by next week, things will be essentially back to normal, and you'll know that because Julia's hair will look like it should, and nobody will be mocking her hairdo anymore. But she, I'll tell you this, she's well fed, she's clean, she's happy. She just needs somebody to help with her hair. The looting has officially commenced. Did anybody else take a note of this? I thought it was almost hysterical for all the wrong reasons. Karen Bass, this awful mayor out there in L.A., trashed Trump, Newsom trashed Trump. They all trashed Trump. And then Bass instituted a curfew. Yeah. Why? Because it's not nearly as good as you said it was. That's why. Because all the stuff that the president has been saying is absolutely, totally true. Because there are riots. There are rioters. There is looting. There are looters. And so she has instituted now a curfew, which will be easier to enforce thanks to President Trump, and the forces he sent into L.A. All right, how bad is the Richmond City Sheriff's Office? Our friend Mike Dickinson joins us in just a moment. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It's toasty. There's no doubt about that. 85, holding steady at 85, by the way. Not much in the way of relief headed in our direction. Tomorrow morning, I am going to tell you that Rich Herrera of Richmond's Morning News is going to be chatting with the sheriff of the city of Richmond, Dr. Antoinette Irving. Oh, gosh. Wow. Now, you want to make sure you're tuned in for that. And I can tell you right now, we'll be taking notes and pulling that audio because we'll be examining it very, very closely in the afternoon. Rich is relatively new and so therefore is unaware of the 8 years of mismanagement that we have seen at the city sheriff's office. Mike Dickinson, however, who joins us every Wednesday, our citizen journalist, he has seen it. He's seen it up close for years and years and years, and I'm happy that he's joining us. Mike, thank you for being here, man.
Anytime, Jeff.
Well, what would you say? Because we have, you know, in the morning, we have a relatively new guy, Rich Herrera, hosting Richmond's Morning News, been here, I don't know, a few months now. He's actually going to be chatting with the sheriff, but, you know, he comes at it as he's a new guy. He doesn't know anything about her. What does he need to know, Mike?
I would ask the very questions. I would ask Sheriff Irving. I would ask her why we continue to get the problem after problem with the inmate deaths. I would ask her exactly why we continue to get allegation of cover-up after cover-up. And I would ask her exactly what's being done to prevent drugs from getting into the jail, because it doesn't seem like they're doing a very good job.
Yeah, well, and do you remember the whole scandal with the playing cards a couple of years back?
Yes, I remember that as well. It's just there's been scandal after scandal there, and it doesn't seem like the sheriff has any idea what is going on. There's three federal lawsuits that are going on about deaths that took place in 2022 and 2023. They settled one back on March 8th, but on March 9th we had another inmate death there, and right. It just seems like these families of these inmates that are dying there from alleged overdoses can't get any answers from the sheriff's office. And it seems like there's some kind of cover-up going on. On the March 9th, the death of DeMarlo White, there were several 911 calls. And from FOIA, we found out that a couple of those 911 calls alleged that the victim was overdosed. And they had several overdose calls that day, but the sheriff isn't talking about that.
No, the sheriff, generally speaking, is very, very quiet. And then there's, you know, Mike, another part of this, and you and I have talked about this through the years, the budget. I mean, she has blown that flipping budget out of the water every single year, and she still can't get the agency staffed.
It seems like she's more concerned with her public profile and her social media profile and running around and doing things to look good rather than actually doing the job. And that seems to be an ongoing problem with leadership in the city of Richmond, that they are more committed to social media and doing things to look good rather than doing their core job. And it just seems to me like with the jail, we've got to make sure we've got to look at a leadership change there. William Burnett's running this year. The primary, I believe, is next week. We've got to get him in there for nothing more than truth and honesty. We need truth and honesty coming from the sheriff's office. You know, the Association for Local Jails, they did an investigation into this jail of the city of Richmond, and they issued all kinds of things that the city of Richmond needs to do, and it doesn't seem like they're doing it.
No. No, there's no indication, and I wish I could tell you that there were, but there is. There's no indication, and so the Richmond City Jail runs a very real risk of being unaccredited. Am I right that they could lose their accreditation through this?
They very well could, and really, it's at the point now. If any local or any other agencies are out there have inmates that need to be held or moved somewhere else, they shouldn't take him to Richmond City Jail because there's no accountability there, and there doesn't seem to be any problem or any solution to the problems that they have going there. And, you know, and look, we can accept it that sometimes bad things happen in jails, but sure. It should not be accepted at any level that drugs are getting in and that inmates are overdosing, because if you had a effective system in place, drugs would not be getting in. But if they're consistently getting in and inmates are consistently dying, then you have a consistent leadership problem.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, she always does the swerve, Sheriff Irving does, where she says, well, you know, just the way a jail is, look at all the other jails. Okay, I say let's look at all the other jails. You don't hear these reports coming from Henrico or Chesterfield or Pamunkey. It's always the city jail. And, well, anyway, it's just going to be interesting. It is going to be very, very interesting to listen to that tomorrow and then analyze it tomorrow afternoon. Have you heard anything from Abigail Spanberger or LeVar Stoney about the riots in Los Angeles?
I've heard they've issued no statements about the riots. And of course, I mean, what is LeVar Stoney going to say? Because he sat back, just like Mayor Bass is doing, just like Governor Newsom is doing in California. When it was in Richmond, LeVar Stoney did the same thing, which was, oh, it's a peaceful protest. Oh, the police, we got to let the rioters run the street. We've got to let them destroy things. We can't step in and do anything. And unfortunately, that's the same. And that's the same thing that's happening in Los Angeles now. We can only be thankful that in Virginia we have a Republican governor, and we can be thankful that we have President Trump in there, who is not going to let this go on. He's going to send in the National Guard, even if they tell him that they don't want him there. He's going to send them in to put a stop to it. And I mean, those images coming out of Los Angeles, anybody that's a Democrat, anybody that's an American should be enraged by the people throwing rocks at police car windshields, people standing on bridges and throwing rocks directly down on the police car windshields and throwing rocks at police officers. That's not behavior that we should tolerate in America at all. Those people doing that should be put in jail for 20 years apiece.
Absolutely. Mike Dickinson is joining us. And Mike, of course, joins us once a week. He's our citizen reporter, much like Andy Ngo, I'll tell you. They stack up on that. Mike, let's talk about one of your favorite people, Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth Attorney in Henrico County. Even her fellow Democrats are saying, whoa, we got a problem here with you taking $650,000 in campaign donations from Dominion Energy, given the fact that the Attorney General of the Commonwealth actually oversees Dominion Energy. I haven't heard anything from her trying to explain it.
I'm not surprised. She's somebody that lives in a world of conflict of interest at every level. Everything she does has some conflict of interest. If it's not disclosing and being upfront about who her donors are, it's about who she's hiring to oversee certain departments in her office. Sadly, Shannon Taylor lies a lot, and that's not a farcical statement. That's a true fact. If you look at her in her career, she lies a lot.
It is a shame, and I guess the Democrats are choosing between her and Jay Jones, and both of their campaigns, Mike, as you know, are centered on this idea that they're going to go after President Trump. And I do wonder if they have any idea at all what the role of the AG is in our beloved Commonwealth.
I really don't think they do, and I really think that, you know, sadly, these riots in Los Angeles are a great campaign commercial for Virginia Republicans, because if you want Virginia to look like Los Angeles, go ahead and vote for Shannon Taylor or Jay Jones or Abigail Spanberger or LeVar Stoney, whoever. That is what they want to turn Virginia into. And
that's if
you look at the people doing the protesting against ICE, it's not Latinos. It's not people from other countries. It is, if you look at the arrests so far, they're all these white college kids with bad haircuts, the same people that got arrested in the BLM riots in Richmond, and not actually people affected by BLM. It's these white college-age protesters with bad haircuts, and you know what the haircuts look like, I don't have to say. They all have the same terrible haircut, man or woman, but it's just, it's a thing where we just have a society that these people want no law and no order. And if you want Virginia to look like that, if you want Virginia to look like California, go ahead and vote for LeVar Stoney or Shannon Taylor.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. They will turn us into a California East, and that is the last thing that I want. Mike, tell me a little bit about what we've got coming up. You know, we're electing the House of Delegates and the State Senate and blah, 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 blah. Have we heard if the porn candidate is running again?
No, Shannon Taylor is not running in that district. She is supposedly working on some kind of a legislative campaign throughout the whole country, trying to go after. She can't admit that what she actually did. She tries to continually play, oh, I'm the victim. These images were stolen. My images were hacked. And there's some people that tragedy has happened to. But in Susanna Gibson's case, she willingly went and signed on to an adult website. And she solicited tokens for it. So I'm sorry, but she can't have it both ways. You can't go and sell your content and sell your pictures and sell your videos while you're soliciting money. And then a year or two later decide, oh, I want to get into politics. Or while you're doing it, think that it's never going to come back and haunt you. An image is worth 1,000 words. And in Shannon Taylor, that holds. I mean, and Susanna Gibson, that holds true. But she just won't admit what she did. She wants to continually play the victim. And she's trying to start this national campaign against deep fake images and hacked people who've had their images hacked. But that's not the case as to what happened to her. She did that willingly.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. And I do wonder if anybody beside you is going to hold her accountable on that. I think she's probably getting support around the country because every one of us says, oh my gosh, yeah, we're against these deep fake images. We're against the idea that somebody could hack in and share your private personal stuff. But you're right. That's not what she was doing. It was the exact opposite with her, but she's decided somehow she's a victim. And I guess she's going to make a buck or try to make a buck and not tokens this time, but actual cash to do what.
I think she's fairly delusional also, because if she can't understand that, then something is wrong with her in the head. Well, I mean, fairly delusional. Yeah.
God only knows. Hey, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I appreciate the insight, the information. Again, we're trying to help out Rich in the morning since he's relatively new, and he's got a very interesting conversation scheduled tomorrow with the sheriff in the city of Richmond. A lot of stuff that precedes his arrival here in Central Virginia. So, Mike, I appreciate you being here. We'll talk again next week. That is Mike Dickinson. Always appreciate Mike joining us. I told you, I got some tickets for you. Let me give them to you right now, all right? If you will give us a call, caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll take caller number 7. You'll get a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. They are playing this Friday, June the 13th, the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Artemis Pyle, the sole living, surviving member of the original Lynyrd Skynyrd Band. And given that Brian Wilson just passed away today, age 82, man, I don't want to be nasty, but you got to see all of these folks while you can see them. So caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140, 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 354, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, some good stuff coming in. Hey, let me share a couple of texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, and they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. First, John from New Kent says, Jeff, the problem with Rich getting this interview with the sheriff is that Rich is not likely to ask the right questions because he just wants to get along with Democrats instead of holding them accountable. 304, who doesn't bother signing their name, sends a text on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. If I were the sheriff, I would cancel the interview. You have spent over 30 minutes trashing her and recruiting your listeners to help your morning guy attack her. Very unprofessional. Katz should be ashamed of herself, but he has lost all shame since Trump was sworn in. Well, 304, I would call you by your name, but you didn't bother signing your name, so I can't call you by your name. But all of that being said, 304, let me say this. I don't want anybody to attack her. I am doing my best, and I hope that the folks who are listening to this program will be listening in the morning to help Rich with background information about the sheriff that he's just not aware of. I mean, that's not just me. There are a lot of people that are concerned about this. And what's interesting about what has happened in the city with the sheriff's office, it's not just law enforcement. It's people whose families have lost someone. They were an inmate and they died in the custody of the sheriff's office during the last 8 years. That's it. I don't know anything else to share with you, 304. Hardly unprofessional. Nothing to be ashamed of. Just trying to help out a little bit, you know. That's me. Just trying to be a little helpful, a little friendly, and hopefully get some of the messages out. Fort Lee is coming back, right? What has it been recently? Fort Greg Adams, right? Since Joe Biden changed some of those names a couple of years back, and now we are told that the names are coming back. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Pickett, Fort Robert E. Lee. And I don't know what the timeline is. You know, that's the weird thing is I saw the story. I shared it with you when it first broke yesterday because President Trump was at Fort Bragg as he was talking about this. But there has been no actual release from the Department of Defense. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled on that. You know what was released from the White House, though? Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said President Trump was lying to people when he said he called me. He never called me. He never texted me. He never, ever even sent me a voicemail message. Do you know what Donald Trump did? Said, here are the screenshots. A day ago, I called him up to tell him go to do a better job. Went right to voicemail. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, went right to voicemail. Then I called him back, and here you can see on the screen, we had a 16-minute conversation at, 1:23 in the morning. I'll give you all those details in just a moment. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.